Okay, I'm Howard Hudson, editor at UNU Merit, and I'm here with Noi Kwanjai, who's doing her PhD defense tomorrow, the 17th of February. I just wanted to read out the first few lines of your abstract because I thought it's really, really a nice introduction. So the title is Cross-Cultural Intelligence and Intricate Cultural Webs, A Tale of the Undutchables and the Land of 1001 Smiles. Well, the questions you pose are, what happens when the two different cultures meet, work and live together? And is it always the case that the piercing Dutch bluntness will burst the accommodating Thai smile? So what made you choose this subject?
I started off with a very mundane question: how do people live and work together when they come from different places? You know? And it started very personally because I got married to a Dutch. Marriage is difficult enough as it is, but when you you come from two different worlds, it's even more complicated.
So, okay. Yeah. So there's the personal story there, and you talk also about the working life of real Dutch and Thai individuals at five Dutch firms in Thailand. Can you give me an example of one of these stories?
Yes, one interesting one is the one of the company that they bought a company because they want the market brand, but then the company came with an empty factory. Before that, they never produced anything themselves, and then they said, okay, the factory is cheap, so why not try it? And then they started working. So it's interesting that they went there without an intention. It's just like when you meet people by accident.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of company was this?
They design and manufacture network equipment for all sort of
computer network.
Yes, computer network, router, modem, from end user like us to big company like supermarket, how they operate. So that, but the interesting thing is that one of the executive there, he went there simply because the one that they hired, a foreigner, a Dutch who were already in Thailand, they hired to run the company. It did not succeed. It didn't run well. So they sent one of the top executives to this company with the intention that he would just go there 2 weeks in a month and then come back. And in the end, but after 5 years, he decided to settle down, move his whole family there. And I found that very fascinating because he himself said that he's not Thai, but he feels so comfortable in Thailand. So the Thai lady who work under him is also another interesting character because he's a very untypical Thai, but at the same time I could not locate who she is either. Mm-hmm. And then I found out later it could be because she's been working in different cultural environments for so long.
Okay.
She's also like a chameleon.
Uh-huh.
She can be anything.
So what were the striking lessons that you're talking about?
The basic lesson is that when we talk, usually before I started this project, my ideas were also always full of cultural conflict, you know, because the media and academic discourse and the general media, we always talk about conflict. Differences always create conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I look closely into the people that I went to interview and observe, they don't focus on that at all. They see it and then they said, okay, get on with it.
They get on with
the job.
Deal
with it.
Okay.
And that, it so sounds so simple. It makes me wonder what makes them look at it that way.
But is that kind of quite typical of Dutch and Thai characteristics?
Not at all. No, not at all. I don't think so. I think the striking lesson is that when you are real people dealing with real life, you just do whatever it takes. You don't rationalize it about it too much, and that I find very, very interesting how to do it in a natural way.
Okay.
Just like when you're driving and then you don't think too much about when you have to shift the gear and all that.
Yeah.
You just do it.
Yeah. So sometimes the more conscious you are of something, the harder it is.
Exactly.
So
yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you're also talking, you say we need more than our IQ and EQ, presumably emotional intelligence.
Yes.
So we need to resort to a unique kind of social intelligence called cross-cultural intelligence. Can you tell me more about
that? Okay. IQ, the one thing that most people know, is more about intellect, about how you rationalize things, how you learn things. EQ is about how you deal with emotion. Social intelligence is about how you deal with social situation, how you deal with social interaction. And cultural intelligence, by that I mean how you deal with social interaction that have cultural elements as a very strong characteristic. So mm-hmm. that.
Okay. Can you quantify that?
Yes, a lot of most of the work before I started this project have been mostly the same way they want to measure IQ. Mm-hmm. So
did you coin this term?
No. Okay. I just thought it's for me it's so complex. I want to look at the actual black box. Mm-hmm. With the quantitative part, you look at the output. And mm-hmm. you say, okay, this is how high your cultural intelligence is. But I want to look at the process, the process, and not the product of it. Okay. So I think that way you have to look at it in a qualitative way. You have to go in and look at it from how people actually do it in the real world.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So you also talk about viewing cross-cultural life as a dance, but also sometimes as a war. I mean, what exactly do you mean? Are you being just provocative here, or is there more to it?
Not really. I just want to tilt the balance. Actually, the best analogy would be like when you are playing a seesaw. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before, we always talk about conflict and, you know, all this, how do you call it, war on terror and jihad and all that. We always focus on that. So to me, it's like a seesaw being tilted down, weighed out on one side until it doesn't move anymore. So mm-hmm. it's not fun anymore. Mm-hmm. And what I'm proposing is that you need something that is to tilt it back, mm-hmm. not to the other thing altogether, but make it a real seesaw. You know what I mean?
Okay, so it's trying to find a balance rather than the pendulum swinging completely backwards
exactly.
and forwards.
Try to make it a nice game. Because I think in a real situation, we need both. Some situations you need to be tough. Some situations you need to be soft. Yeah. And the trick is to know when you have to be that way. That's it.
Great. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay.